W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. It is Friday, October the 4th. Cannot believe it, guys. We are, wow, we have already started, what, week 5 of the NFL season, week 6 of the college football season, and now there's no turning back in Major League Baseball as October represents postseason, which represents absolute craziness, which is pretty much exactly what we got in the first two games yesterday in the divisional series in the National League. We're going to have even more today, guys. Four, count them, four. Two in the American League, two more in the National League, division series matchups. Four games beginning at 2 p.m. today in baseball to determine exactly who's going to be playing for a world championship. It does not get any better than this time of month. Also, Thursday night football for the NFL kicked off the week 5 extravaganza, and we are usually used to going, awful. Yeah, no, not last night is right. No, we did not. The NFC West proved to be a lot of fun to watch. Like these two teams have done before in the past, they certainly were entertaining, and I almost for a minute there completely forgot it was a Thursday night football game. And if they can give us somehow more of that, I think I think people will shut up about Thursday night football. We had some college games last night. And we even had a college game that went completely dark for about 10 minutes there. And, yeah, a lot of people were holding tickets in that game going, wait a minute, I thought this game, I got to get to the five-minute mark in the fourth before it becomes official. Wait a minute, turn the lights back on. Yeah, that's what happened in Temple and ECU there with Temple clearly leading and the under clearly in play. with about 12 minutes left to go in the game until somebody pulled the plug and panic started to go across the gambling universe as far as whether or not that game was going to be official. But Dane, that's welcome to gambling, man. Welcome to Sports Investing 101, where when you get a line that says -1, -1.5, don't look at it. In the gambling universe, you play money lines, and that's exactly what the play was and exactly what you talked about yesterday when it came to Seattle Seahawks, wasn't it?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates of Make It Rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it on a Friday. Hey, Joe, think there's enough for us to talk about today? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's four playoff games. We had two last night, Thursday night football, college going on. Truly, October is the most sport-packed sports month of the year. We said it yesterday, Joe. We said we think this is going to be a close game. We think it, you know, We were talking about it off air. I might have literally said last night 30-29, 31-30, but that's the kind of game it was. I got to tell you something. My leading headline from this game, Joe, and I, you know, confirmation bias, it's another thing I think I said previously, but Russell Wilson might be the MVP. Like, I remember telling you, Joe, like at 20-1, you know, I remember you saying a couple weeks ago that the Seahawks were the most surprising team to you at like 2-1, right? You know, I've talked about how guys, like, for example, DeAndre Hopkins, I think, is the best wideout because he does it with trash at quarterback for most of his career. What exactly does Russell Wilson have? You know what I mean? Like, his number one wide receiver is Tyler Lockett. Okay, sure. Chris Carson. Okay, sure. But he's doing this really all by himself, rolling out, making plays left and right. And when we talk about teams like the Chiefs, teams like the Pats, like the Saints, who like can just get the job done, and we have talked about this before, Joe, the one other team that we really trust that has an identity that we'll go to the bank with is Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. Joe, honestly, who's the MVP in the league right now if it's not Russ?
Well, it certainly isn't Jared Goff or the defense of the Rams. And listen, he's been doing this for a while now. You know, the problem with Russell Wilson is that he got all this money and people got all bent out of shape because they didn't think he was worth it. Because let's face it, he made his bones early on in this league by having the Legion of Boom and a defense that was absurd and Marshawn Lynch. Like, so when he came into this league, the perception wasn't, he wasn't taking the league over. He just happened to walk into a situation that was unbelievable. Yeah. Well, they said the same crack about Derek Jeter when they brought him up and they went on and won four World Series titles too. So you gotta, you know, you take that with a grain of salt. The dude is flat out balling. And the only reason that Seattle was in that game last night and the opportunity to win that late, and again, thanks to Greg Zuerlein there for doing the impossible, missing a 44-yard field goal, but it's because of him, four touchdowns. I mean, dropping dime. Danny Dimes my ass.
Literally.
Get that name away from him. That is Russell Dimes, people. He was all over the place last night, man.
It's absolutely crazy. The touchdown, the Lockett. You know, that's Patty Mahomes stuff. Rolling out to his left against his body in the corner of the end zone. I mean, it's really, you're right, Joe. Yeah. He came in the league with Marshawn Lynch and the Legion of Boom. Yeah. What about now? You know what I mean? Like,
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yep.
With one of the bad and one of a bad offensive line, it's almost like Seattle doesn't even think they need to invest in the offensive line because Russell will make some magic and it'll be okay. You know, like, honestly, Joe, who is playing better than Russell Wilson? Who is more valuable to their team than Russell Wilson? You take Russell Wilson off the Seattle Seahawks, and this is not a year-in, year-out playoff team. It's just not, Joe.
It's a pleasure to watch the dude play, and unfortunately, because he is buried up in Seattle a lot of time, people don't get to watch him, and he has gained this, unfortunately, this reputation because of he was, you know, he's one of those guys that got that $20 million, you know, before everyone else. He got it before Aaron Rodgers did. And people were like, God, you can't pay him. He's not worth it. He's only good because he had to have. Well, I don't hear those people anymore today. Like, I you know, it's like crickets right now with all those who told me you can't give him $20 million. No, you can give him $20 million. It's probably not enough. The guy carries that franchise right now. And they're not a team without problems either, and we'll talk about that.
Sure.
But the real glaring issue staring from that game yesterday is the defense of the Rams. Guys, this is the problem with this team. We'll talk about that coming up. And how did Gurley and the props do? We'll tell you about that as well. Let's go make it rain.
One of them
here,
hit
people.
For me.
Let's make it rain.
Oh, man.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Chris Carson on his way to 118 yards on the ground last night. And, of course, the only catch he gets all day, he bobbles but secures it. And eventually that was the winning touchdown from Russell Wilson. That would have been TD number four for you that were keeping track at home. 17-23, 268, four touchdowns last night. Oh, yeah, he still has not, I believe, turned the ball over. He's got zero interceptions on the year. He had a 151.8 passer rating. He made throws all night that were just ridiculous with people going, how did he do that? But a couple of takeaways from the game. Number one, outside of Greg Zuerlein missing a 44-yard field goal, which he is 112 and 115, you know, he's 97.4% in his career, 44 yards or shorter. That's not why they lost. And don't mistake. And the reason they lost last night is because A, boneheaded plays. Like, I don't know, delay a game with the last 20 seconds left, which pushed him back, which made them run another offensive play to try to get the yardage back. They didn't do him any favors by getting it closer. And I can tell you right now, that was not, and I know some people tried to play this off, that was not a aberration what we watched last week, getting lit up for 50 points at home by Jameis Winston and company. That secondary of the Rams, they will beat nobody this year. With that secondary is atrocious. They are also, guys, and I hate to admit it, and I never thought I'd say this about a team, but they miss Adamican Sue. They are not big on the front of that line at all. They are fast. They are athletic. And Aaron Donald,
right,
fast, athletic. But when you get big-ass old linemen that can put that love to run block, that can run block with a power running game like you got last night, that's exactly where the issues start to come in. They get pushed around. 118 yards last night, could have even been more there. That defense has got issues here. Now, for Jared Goff, it was okay. It wasn't great, but you asked him to throw another 50 damn balls in the game last night. and it wasn't good enough. Now, Gurley, we had talked about Gurley a lot. He did rebound last week, of course. I think he had two touchdowns, right? What do you have? 51 yards on the ground. So he didn't hit the rushing prop, but he did hit the touchdown prop, obviously, because they did, at least they used him last night in a way that exactly. Let him go there. Two touchdowns were great. And he grinded out because that's not an easy team to run on. But they too have some issues in the secondary of Seattle. But you trust Russell Wilson in the offense way more than you trust Jared Goff. Jared Goff's got great weapons around him. But as you can see, again, he's not a guy that's going to go out there 29 of 49 for 395, one touchdown, another pick. He's not a guy that is going to be able to go out there and chuck it around the yard. No, I don't care what the weapons are. They have to be able to run the ball consistently, and they just can't do it, man. He is not that guy on the road that is going to be able to do this. He put himself in a position to win. Congratulations. But it was too little too late at that particular point.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, first of all, Gurley with 15 carries does go above the 13.5 attempts prop that we talked about yesterday. You know, and there was honestly, Joe, you know, you talk about that that Rams front at the beginning of the game, the first quarter, Joe, they were pressuring Russell Wilson every time he dropped back. They were stuffing the run early on, right? It just didn't hold up. It is crazy that you think a team could miss Ndamukong Suh. So, I'm guessing, Joe, you wouldn't like the Rams against, oh, I don't know, say the Cowboys, you know,
or say the
Bears,
exactly,
like
exactly
a
the
team.
Problem. Yep.
Right. That can punch you in the mouth and run the ball. You know, at some point, you know, it's almost like the Rams are the greatest show on turf. McVay being cute, you know, kind of thing. That is their profile. That almost is their identity. And it works great when it's all working, right? And they're putting up 30, 40, 50 points. Right. But in a different type of game, they are going to struggle. Gurley, 15 for 51, the two touchdowns. He caught three balls as well on five targets. So maybe they're starting to unwrap the bubble wrap on some level, or they know they need to. And I got to tell you also, again, in the first quarter of this game, Joe, Gurley was running mad. He was running powerful. He was trucking people, okay? And And what it is to me, you said it, Joe, Goff put it up 49 times. That is not a formula for winning. It looks good for fantasy to be like, oh, he threw for 500 plus last week, 395 last night. But that's not good for your actual NFL team. It was clear to me, Joe, early in the game when Gurley was running angry and violent and physical, he is the linchpin to this offense, Joe, because as soon as a guy comes in the box, you got Cup, you got Cup, you got Cooks, who went down with a concussion, you got Woods, you got Everett, you know, that's when the McVay offense gets to take control, but you need Gurley. And here's the thing, Joe, as teams realize more and more that Gurley and his arthritic knee, that he's only going to be there for 15 carries, that he's not that threat all the time, defenses are going to start to call the Rams bluff and force Jared Goff to beat them. And I don't know if he can, Joe. There are three kinds of quarterbacks, Joe. One that raise everyone else around them up, Russell Wilson. The ones that are kind of just like in the system and need the people around them, that's what Jared Goff is. He is not elite. He is the same as about 10 other quarterbacks in the NFL who can get it done when it's schemed right, when the weapons are there, needs the right situation. And guess what, Joe? That kind of quarterback, in my opinion, ain't worth $130 million.
Thank you. Yep. And that's where the problem lies. They've got really good weapons around him, certainly on the outside. They're less efficient on the offensive line because they had to let a couple of starters go because they had to be able to afford Brandon Cooks. And by the way, where was Brandon Cooks last time? Sorry, did I see where?
In the tent.
Yeah. Three targets, one reception for 29 yards. Okay, good. Yeah, so that's he was worth the money too as well. And that's the problem is that they're giving – you're trying to get real finesse and cute here, and it just doesn't work. Not to mention, and I hate to say it, guys, But Jared Goff, to a certain degree, was exposed last year by Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Teams are dropping more people in the back. They're muddying the waters for him now. And
especially if the girlie's not
luck. Luck is eventually going to run out. You were fortunate in a couple of those three wins that you have. In two of those three wins, you didn't play with the crap in the first half. Again, you know, they came out there. If it wasn't for Seattle with a Bush League roughing the passer call there just before the half, by the way, on 3rd and 12, Seattle accidentally hits Goff, and you know, now it's a 15-yard penalty, gave them life. They kick a field goal, and they would have went another half without scoring a touchdown. If it was not for the stupid 3rd and 12, defensive penalty for passing, roughing the passer, they're kicking a field goal there. They got 9 points. That's three. They would have had three field goals in that game. The under also would have hit. But one touchdown in the first half. Like, you can't play just one half of football. And that's exactly what they're doing with him. You're playing one half. They make good adjustments in the second half. But like we saw last night, it was over by that particular point.
Yep. You know how we always say, Joe, in the playoffs, your weaknesses get exposed, right? Yep. And that's a reason maybe the Super Bowl hangover carries weight. You know, you lost the Super Bowl, and everyone sees the blueprint. Everyone sees in three games, you know, what your Achilles heel may be. And I think a critical part of this is that the rest of the NFL is starting to wake up to Gurley is not, like, Gurley. He's just not. He's not being, or at least the volume can't be there. The Rams can't deploy him. He's still a great back, but the Rams can't deploy him in this offense to be the threat that he is. And then everyone's saying, go ahead, Jared Goff, beat us. And 49 times in the air ain't going to do it, Joe.
Nope. No, it's not going to do it. And they got to go back to the drawing board, especially Wade Phillips on defense. They got to figure things out because they're getting crushed. All right, more on that. We'll talk a little crazy baseball last night, too. We'll do that next year. Let's make it rain, people.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day. Here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
So it might be time for you to get in the game with a DraftKings Sportsbook account where listeners of this show, you guys can get a deposit bonus of up to $500 right now. Here is how it works. Number one, you just create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Number two, you make a deposit. And finally, you place your first bet. DraftKings matches it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, this offer, it's eligible for all users plus new users. We'll get a risk-free bet of up to $200. Just head over to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And welcome in here to Make It Rain. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. And we are getting ready for a monster, and I mean loaded day again, on the card, as we are just packed with sports investing opportunities. We have four, count them, four consecutive Major League Baseball games, playoff games getting ready to kick off at 2 o'clock today. We have another pair of college football matchups that are going to be much better than the ones that we had last night. And it's also a good time to remind folks that, yes, just because the games are on, doesn't mean you got to play them, guys. It pays in the long run to be slightly disciplined there. Just a little bit, I mean, you don't have to go balls to the wall all the time. And you don't have to bet each and every one. You got hockey now. You got a lot of ways to go about it here. But just pick your favorite ones where you have an edge and boom, go from there. And last night, what a way to open up the National League Division Series. 5 o'clock, we've got this Cardinals and Braves game, and we had told you yesterday the interesting part about this game was what the total was doing. It opened up at 8.5, it moved to 9, and then it moved to 9.5. Everybody kept pounding the over in this game. Nobody trusts Dallas Keuchel. Nobody trusts Mikolas to be able to get the job done. Well, they were wrong, because the starting pitching actually did really, really good right up until, which was my issue, is the damn bullpens on both of these teams completely imploded for 7 runs in the 9th inning. You're talking 7 runs in the 9th inning. 4 by the St. Louis Cardinals, 3 by the Atlanta Braves, and next thing you know, you got 13 runs on the board, the over hits, and oh, yeah, St. Louis, told you, pretty profitable as a underdog when you have high totals. Why? Because runs aren't necessarily at a premium, and they certainly weren't last night. You're going to have that same situation in a game we're going to talk about here coming up, but the Yankees and Twins are desperately finding themselves in that same category that the Braves and the Cardinals were last night. The bookmakers are struggling to keep that at 8.5 right now. How do I know that? Because it's juiced through the ass right now. And it opened up at minus 115. It got pushed to minus 120. It's minus 125. They know what's going to happen here, Dane, because if we're aware of that trend, guess what's going to happen? The books are very well aware. They know the minute they push that to 9, there's going to be an avalanche of exposure for them and liability coming up on the under. But last night, it was a good game. I mean, it was really good going into the 8th and 9th inning. And then, the wheels fell off with those bullpens, which is going to be a problem moving forward, man.
It absolutely is, Joe. And first of all, it is at 9 at FanDuel. Okay. I will say that right now. Ooh. The Yankees game. All right. So if that's what you're shopping for, go shop on over at our friends at FanDuel.
Go
right now,
it
is at 9. The juice is on the under still because, you know, they just made the move to the actual next half run. So, you know, if it is that close around this country, Joe, we should continue to monitor it, okay? Right now, it's under 9, minus 120, at least at FanDuel. Let's see what it's like in about an hour, how that moves. But to your point, Joe, we said this all year, Joe. the bullpens. We talked about bullpens all year long. That's part of the reason we love the over. That's part of the reason we talked about betting first five all the time, right? Because we could take that variable out of it and lean on starting pitching, who we thought was a little bit better or more stable, right, in terms of their performance. But absolutely, okay, I think it was like Luke Jackson gave it up. And that's the thing, Joe, I mean, that ain't going to change. You know what I mean? That ain't going to change. It's not like they're going to all of a sudden like find Mariano Rivera chilling in the playground and be like, come on in. You know, so this is something that they have to kind of, I don't know if it's, you know, move someone else in there or manage it in a different way, shuffle the deck a little bit more, let your starter go longer. But this has been a problem for the Braves all season long. They've had a revolving door there. Didn't they have like Melanson they traded for trying to address that? He gave up some as well. This is going to continue to be an issue, Joe. And part of the reason, I didn't know this, but the Braves have not won a postseason series since 2001. And I gotta also tell you, game two now, Flaherty against Foltynewicz. Flaherty has had one of the best second halves of the season in all of Major League Baseball. He's literally pitching to a sub one ERA for the second half at 0.91. He went 7-2 over the second half. So the Braves could be in trouble. I know they're at home, but with the St. Louis Truth stud on the hill and it being still an open case all the way until the final out because of the way that bullpen is, the Braves, I know you like them, Joe, but the Braves could be in trouble.
Yeah, well, the line opened up as a short road favorite there, minus 120 in a lot of places for the Cardinals. Atlanta was right around that plus 110 mark. And more than two-thirds of the bets that came in right after it was posted after that game last night grabbed the Braves, you know, home dog, you know, on a bounce-back spot. Yeah, no, we're not seeing an awful lot. It's actually risen a little bit, too, in some places. I'm seeing minus 125. Minus 127 in some places. So to me, it's you've got the public loves Atlanta and they're going, they're not going to go down 2-0 at home. They're going to win this game. Okay. But it looks like the pros are going, yeah, give me the cards in this situation. We'll go ahead and back Flaherty. And we like what we saw from them because it doesn't look like the bats are going to be a problem here. It looks like both of these teams are going to be able to put the ball in play. The Cardinals' defense has got something to be desired, but they still put the ball in play. I don't know how much Atlanta Brave players are going to be able to put the ball in play, and Flaherty has been ridiculous over the last couple of months of the season, dude. He's almost unhittable to the point, and this is going to work. Now, what is the total? What are you showing the total at FanDuel right now?
8.5.
8.5.
I'm comfortable with the over.
Yeah, I that's what I'm saying. I am too, because
I'm comfortable with
one
that.
One team could throw up 6 points, six runs. Nope. What do you do when Flaherty comes out?
Exactly. No, I agree with you. And we've seen the bullpens. Because here's the other thing, Joe. You know, the bullpen, the Braves bullpen gave it up. But then Atlanta scored 3 in the ninth themselves. You know, it's not like the St. Louis bullpen is all of a sudden, you know, Eckersley, right? I mean, this is one of those series where I do think runs could be scored. Unlike, you know, Joe, you know how we talk about, like, that's why we thought about Washington or the Mets or the Dodgers, and we talk about what the Astros can run out there in terms of starting pitchers, and we sit all regular season long. You know, unless you can prove to me that you are a real reason to bet the under, we'll lean over, right? And maybe Flaherty is in that category, but otherwise, like, nah, give me the over. This was not Walker Buehler, for example. You know what I mean? And the outing that he had. And if it's not that, give me the over.
Yeah, I listen, the Cardinals did exactly what they needed to do. They needed to go in. They needed to steal a win on the road and give themselves an opportunity to be able to head back to their place, go to Busch Stadium, which they're very good at. They are a tough team to beat in their home building. That's what they needed to win one out of these first two. They've already got that in the bag, and now they've got their ace going on the mound. We know Wainwright's going to go game three because he's just been dominant at Busch Stadium over his career. So, yeah, that's And again, both of these games, even the Dodger game late, guys, it was hard to watch because you didn't think these guys were going to get out of the first inning. And you're like, really, guys? Like, this is what we're going to do? You had Mikolas fortunate enough to be able to walk out of the first inning unscathed. Ronald Acuna started along with Albies. All of a sudden now they're walking, and we got the walks galore. Like, guys have never pitched in baseball games before. You had last night, you had Corbin, who's given up his last five starts in Dodger Stadium at Ches Ravine. He's given up two earned runs. And what does he do in the first inning? He walks four guys. They didn't even put the ball in play. Like, you walked four Dodgers in the top of the first inning. They didn't put one bat on the ball, and they scored a run. And yet, it held like that for quite a while because Buehler did his thing. But it's like, you've got to be – guys, same thing with Mikolas. You walk in – like, they've never pitched in games before. It's like, guys, you're pros. Like, do me a favor with the whole butterflies in the gut thing. Like, get out of here with that. Because both of them settled down a little bit coming the second inning. But with Buehler on the mound, damage was done for the right. Nationals yesterday. The minute that run crossed the plate in the first inning, that was all they were going to need.
Yeah, and here's the other thing on both games. Don't forget about defense either, Joe. You know, Colton Wong makes an error. DeJong makes an error. The St. Louis Cardinals led Major League Baseball with only 66 errors the entire season. They made two yesterday. It didn't come back to bite them. But on the flip side, you know, and this isn't why Washington lost, but Howie Kendrick let, like, two balls go under his legs. Oh, you know?
He's not
and
a first baseman.
They pick him.
That's the problem.
They have him because they want the offense, right? But, you know, defense, we talk about these things, bullpen, base running, defense, everything's magnified in the postseason. So those things can matter, too. Clean it up, guys. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, to his credit, though, Mikolas settled down. He retired 12 of the next 14. He did complete five full, kept him in it. But, guys, you got to get better starts than that. Unbelievable. All right, more on these games coming up here. Let's make it rain on a Friday.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Plenty of action tonight. Great stuff last night. NFL Thursday Night Football delivered. Seahawks now are 4-1, leading that division just behind the undefeated 49ers, who get the Browns this week coming off a bye. The Rams, they've got some issues. They've got some talent. They've got some issues. They're also now 3-2 in that division. But good news is they get to play Seattle again. They'll get to play the 49ers. So it's a long season. Plenty of opportunities, but definitely some holes, especially on that Rams defense. It is not the same team that went to the Super Bowl last year, that is for sure. And in baseball, we'll have an opportunity now to check out two American League series, rather, that we didn't get a chance to see yesterday. We told you about Atlanta blowing it there, both of those teams. The Cards still won in Atlanta. Game one, game two tonight with their ace Flaherty on the mound, or rather this afternoon. We'll take on good old Foley there, who, to his credit and the Atlanta Braves' credit, he sucked when he came up early in the year. And then, you know, he worked on a few things, changed some things mechanically, much better at the end of the season than he was when he first came up. But they're going to, you know, you're asking this guy to go out there, go up against Flaherty, and they really are kind of in a must-win situation here today at home. You can't go to St. Louis in a five-game series down 2-0. The Dodgers proved why they're the Dodgers last night. Bueller was, anybody wondering why they went with the young Bueller on the mound last night? Bueller? I think you saw why. Just dominating there. Corbin, some bad luck, but even still, you know, he pitched well enough into the seventh inning to be able to win that game. If they could have gotten a couple of timely hits, they didn't. So now game two, and this is where the problem comes in for the Nats here, Dane. They've got to go with Strasburg. It's already been announced that Strasburg is going, but Strasburg in his career has never had to pitch on anything less than 4 days. You know, don't forget, this was a guy with arm issues when he came up.
Right.
Bubble wrapped, beyond bubble wrapped. Like, he didn't pitch on. You're asking him to go on 2 days here, guys. Now, I get he only threw three innings, which would not be a problem for normal pitchers, but we're talking about a guy, Mr. Bubble Wrap here, who, you know, many times ended up on the IL, Dane, because the wind blew the wrong way with his arm. Mm. Now you're asking him to go out in 2 days, and how many innings is he going to go before you got to hand it over to that bullpen? What do you need, 9 innings out of him? And not to mention, he's going up against Kershaw. So not a great place for the Washington Nationals to be in here today.
Yeah, that's true. I honestly thought they would not go to Strasburg.
I thought
they would go to Sanchez, you know, and then line up Scherzer and Strasburg for 3 and 4 back home. That's what, and then Corbin again, you know, for 5 if necessary. That's the way I thought they were going to do it. And yesterday, Joe, that's why we said if Washington wins this game, being game one, they could even lose game two and then be set up with their big boys for 3, 4, and 5. But they're going to Strasburg. And, you know, listen, we'll see. You know what I mean? I understand any manager wanting to put their best out there, especially in a position where, you know, they're on the cliff. You know, you're right. You can't go down. You can't go down 2-0 in a best of five. I don't care if you're coming back home like Washington would be, or if you're going on the road like the Braves would be. It's, you know, it's kind of, it gets late early, to use a Yogiism, right? But
yes.
He's going to be up against Kershaw. You know what I mean? And isn't it funny also, Joe, remember a few years ago when the narrative was that, like, Kershaw couldn't get it done in the playoffs? And now people aren't talking about that anymore, right? So every start, you have an opportunity. Can Strasburg go out there and shut it down? Maybe, but I don't think he will. I think what'll happen is he'll pitch well, but he'll give up some big flies. He'll give up a home run ball or two. So it's up to the Washington offense, the same Washington offense that got 2 hits off Walker Bueller last night. How many are they going to get off of, you know, Kershaw and then Ryu? That's the issue for me.
Yep. Yeah, he hasn't done it all year. He's only pitched on 4 days rest, at least 4 days rest. You're asking a guy to come in on 2 days. I think we all realize the bullpen, what are you going to bring in, Fernando Rodney? Now, maybe, and call me crazy, but maybe they start Strasburg and they consider bringing in Sanchez after that.
Right.
If he gets into trouble, which I think is probably the logical move here. But again, the Dodgers go out, take care of business. They got a couple of runs in the first 7. Then they just kind of piled on to the bullpen after that. The Dodgers, let's face it, are sitting pretty, and they sit here today going into this game. What is the what's the current line for the Dodgers here today? That have they put a number up yet now that we know it's Strasburg and Kershaw? Does FanDuel have
one? No, I don't see anything yet.
All right, they haven't put it up yet, so they're still working on that. We do have a line for the Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees. That we have a line for. That is going to be 7:07 here tonight, first pitch. And let's face it, when you look at the numbers side by side, kind of hard to tell the difference between these two teams. One won 101 games, the other won 103. Their run differential was 185 for Minnesota. It was 204 for the Yankees. They got their aces on the mound. Paxton going tonight, taking on Berrios at home. The Yankees opened as a huge favorite, not to be unexpected. You're right. I mean, somewhere in that minus 190 ballpark in a lot of places, the Twins opened up to plus 175. However, I have seen a lot of movement going towards the Twins. The number is coming back to the Twins here a little bit. It means somebody's betting them. What is the number shown here at our friends at FanDuel?
Yankees are minus 190. Twins are plus 165. The total is still at 9, but like you said, now because they did go up to 9, the juice is on the under at minus 120. Berrios versus Paxton. Mm.
Yeah, it's you got a high total here. You've got a team that had a run differential of 185. You know, what the odds makers are telling you guys is that runs are not going to be at a premium here tonight. There is in all likelihood going to be an opportunity to be able to score. And what is the run line here, Dane? We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Twins are obviously, because they're the dog, I'm sure they're getting a run here, plus 1.5. What is the number on that plus 1.5?
If you like the Twins plus the 1.5, you get it at minus 120. If you like the Yankees minus 1.5, it's pretty much even money.
Yeah, well, I don't like the Yankees at minus 1.5 because, again, runs won't be at a premium. But at minus 120, there is certainly some value there on the Twins. If you want to spot a team that hit, 300-plus home runs this year, has no problem scoring. I love Paxton, don't get me wrong, but the last time we talked about Paxton, he had some sort of ass injury, didn't he? Some sort of glute problem. And so, Berrios,
he's been so good. I'm not worried about that, Joe. I don't know. I think he's been really good in the last few months. I'm not worried about that. Because here's the thing. If I'm a Yankees fan and Paxton is no good, then I'm pretty much sunk anyway. Right, I need Paxton to be good. I need Tanaka to be good. I need Severino to be stretched out. If that doesn't happen, I'm pretty much screwed anyway, unless I win all these games 11-7. You know, so right. I can't worry about that. I gotta trust that Paxton's gonna come out and be what I've seen from him in the last 2 to 3 months. So I'm not worried about that. What I am worried about is, how many balls go over that short right field porch and right. You know, that's what I'm worried about. I think I'm looking, Joe, for like home run props in this game. You know, like what number would you have to take, Joe, to take like the under? If I said there would be, and I'm making this up, but like 3.5 home runs in the game, would you take over?
Two on each side, I could so see that.
Right.
But again,
like you said, runs are not going to be at a premium, though, right?
If I'm going home runs over 3.5, I'm taking the over all day long.
Yeah. And that's what I think is going to happen. Listen, you could even have decent pitching performances and it still be over in this. Okay. Let's not forget, these are the two teams that both, Joe, broke the major league record for home runs in a season. Both teams did that, okay? And yes, I like Paxton, Joe. You know I like Berrios also, but I'm not sure that the pitching will rule the day tonight. I'm on the over, yeah, and I think we're going to see some jacks.
This is a tough game. I do think there is value in the underdog with the Twins, obviously, because we told you yesterday, Yankees are going to be public darlings. They are going to, without a doubt, get a lot more tickets written for them than Minnesota. But that doesn't necessarily mean because they're that much better than Minnesota. It just means they're way more popular than Minnesota. So you got to be careful with that. I do think these two teams to me match up very, very well. And oh yeah, by the way, guys, Minnesota 55-26 on the road this season, the best record in baseball. Not intimidated going to Yankee Stadium, this team. They're going to be swinging. Both of these teams are going to be swinging.
Yeah.
Interesting, Dane. What are the strikeout props in this game? That to me is fascinating too. Because I think both of these guys are going to have no problem throwing the ball by some guy. I expect a lot of swings and misses with these two guys because for every home run, let's say we think there's two aside, there's got to be what? Every home run, three strikeouts?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of three true outcomes in this one. Walks, strikeouts, and home runs, much like the All-Star game.
Yeah.
So I can't find any strikeout props just yet. I'll keep searching when we go to break.
But you know what I mean?
But I haven't found those.
It's got to be a big number for both of these guys. It's got to be a big number for both of these guys.
You would think so. But at least on FanDuel right now, Joe, they're not showing any player props, okay? They're showing game props, but none of the player props just yet. Maybe it's because, you know, the pitchers were just announced recently, so they got to run all that through the machines. But I haven't seen any player props just yet. They're all game and inning and first five kind of things at this point. But the other thing, you say these teams are evenly matched, and they are, Joe. The bullpen could be a difference, though. You know, I'll trust the Yankees bullpen, right? And this Twins bullpen, pull up the numbers. Maybe they were better than I think, Joe. But this, to me, is also inning seven and eight.
Because I was blown away by it, Dane. They are ridiculous in the bullpen this year. They're first in FIP. Sixth in SFIP, and third, their strikeout-to-walk ratio was third best in all of baseball. The Yankees were ninth, fourth, and sixth, while the Twins were first, sixth, and third. These two bullpens might very well be the best bullpens in all of the game. That's the craziness.
That's surprising.
Exactly. I was blown away.
Yeah, my narrative was going to be late game heroics. You know, Glaber hits the home run in the seventh. You know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
DJ LeMay comes in clutch with a man on in the eighth. That's the kind of narrative I see. But, you know, I'm underestimating the Twins' bullpen. So let's see how it plays out. But, that's where I thought was going to be the opportunity. But when you say those kind of XFIP numbers and others, it gives me a little cause for pause. That is surprising to me, Joe.
Don't forget they traded for Sergio Romo there from the Marlins.
Romo.
They got him the late year. But they have Tyler Duffy, and they got Taylor Rogers, guys, that have been – you're not hearing because they're buried in Minnesota. But these two guys have been – you know, Rogers throws 97 miles an hour, and it just – and he's got a slider that comes in at 80. Imagine that. So while the Yankees have the bigger names, and they definitely have that back-end bullpen – is just absurd. I mean, Chapman, Britton, and Ottavino, it's almost not fair, but
then here's what
they
I'll
can
say,
match
Joe.
Up pretty well. Yeah, they can match
here's what
the
I'll
problem
say.
To me is going to be that middle area. What happens if Paxton only goes four innings?
Four.
Or what happens if Berrios only goes four innings? Who are the middle guys to me is what I'm worried about.
But these guys are talking about Rodgers and stuff like that. Joe, remember how sphincters get tight in Yankee Stadium with 60,000 people in the playoffs? I've seen Chapman and Ottavino and Britton. I've seen them do it before.
Yeah, quality point. No.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, big, big night. Also, college football here tonight. Don't forget, we've got looking forward to this matchup all week. You've got University of Central Florida, UCF, taking on Cincinnati in the American Athletic Conference Showdown. And UCF, what can we say besides the fact that they can, they're like the Yankees and the Twins, where they can just put points on the board at will. They are a scoring machine. And I believe they enter this game ranked 18th overall with that offense that averages, 49 points per game through the first five games. But it's interesting because it's in Cincinnati, and it opened up UCF 4.5, but there have been a lot of movement towards Cincinnati at this particular point because that number keeps going down in a lot of places. I'm not sure where FanDuel's got the number, Dane, but as of yesterday, 7 out of 10 bets were coming in on UCF, and yet the number wasn't growing to 5.5. It was going the other way. So it's interesting. Some people think Cincinnati, they're going to give UCF all they can handle at home. It's a pretty cool home in Nippon Stadium there in Cincinnati. But man, UCF can just put points after points after points. It's kind of hard not to back UCF in this game.
So FanDuel has it at 3.5, just so you know, Joe. Yep. And they have the total at 60.5, okay? And here's my theory 60. On this one, Joe.
Damn.
Yeah. Here's my theory on this one, Joe. Central Florida and these kids for like 2.5 years, right, have had that kind of chip on their shoulder. We deserve it. We deserve to be respected. We deserve to be in the playoff, all that stuff. Well, Joe, that's all out the window now after they lost to Pitt, right? You know, so
– yep.
Is there the potential of a 19-year-old kid who thought they may have had a chance if they run the table to play for a national championship and know that that dream is gone? Is there a chance of letdown and like, what are we doing then anyway? Like, where's it going to matter anyway? Well,
That's there better not be because Central Florida and Cincinnati are battling for that group of five. Who's going to be considered on that New Year's Day bowl game? If UCF loses here, Cincinnati wins. It's Cincinnati, people.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.